You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I guess the USPS, the good old postal service, is trying to hire a bunch of new people, hundreds of new people in Colorado, because they are short-staffed. And get a load of this, Jer. If you live up in Steamboat Springs or down in Buena Vista, you might not have received your mail in weeks.
It's not bad, though.
That's how short-staffed they are. We got a text message earlier this morning. I'd have to flip back through. She says she lives in Lakewood, and she's only getting her mail like twice a week now.
Honestly, that's all you need, really.
I kind of agree.
I leave my mail in my mailbox for months. Months at a time.
I would be totally fine with Monday, Wednesday, Friday mail delivery.
I'm telling you, you got to sign up for that thing where they scan your mail and then they send you the email every day of what's in your mailbox, and you can look at it and be like, nah, I don't need to walk down to there.
Well, the only problem with that is that I just don't need another email coming in.
Oh, so I like this email, though.
I'd rather just do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They would save a few bucks. There's only a handful of people who pound their fist on the table and say, I need mail delivery six days a week.
Knock it off, Grandma.
Grandma, yeah.
My grandma loves it.
Anyway,
they
are going to be paying up to $24.42 per hour. So if you're looking for a gig,
there you go.
Sign up for the postal service. We all have friends who cancel all the time, and they always come up with lame excuses of why they're, you know, you're supposed to be getting together for a cocktail or a beer, you know, or a coffee or something. And then they call and say, I'm not feeling good. That is the number one excuse they say in this survey that people use when they want to bail out on plans with you. Number two, Jeremy, a family member is sick.
That's a good one. Solid.
Don't believe it.
You can't question it.
Number four is, I have a headache.
You gotta say migraine. You gotta kick it up.
Yeah,
I got a migraine.
Number seven, my car broke down. You gotta be careful with that one. You gotta be careful with that one. I got stuck in traffic. Whatever. It's just people need new. They need some new excuses. A couple of celebrities in the news. Jamie Lee Curtis is saying that she just cannot believe that she just got an Oscar nomination. She said, I'm 64 years old. I've been an actor since I was 19. I made horror films, and I sold yogurt that makes you poop.
Oh, God.
I never thought I'd hear my name at the Oscars. Yeah, she used to, what was the?
Activia.
Activia, that was the yogurt she used to advertise. Activia yogurt, you know, which was supposed to make you regular.
Yeah, it's full of good bacteria.
And now she's up for an Academy Award for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. She's one of my favorite people in Hollywood, because Hollywood is packed full of so many phonies, and she seems so real. That I would love to have one of those dinner party things where you get to pick three, you know, famous people. Mm-hmm. I would want Jamie Lee Curtis at a dinner party.
I've only ever seen her in one movie, and it was Terminator 2, and it was an enjoyable movie. That's the only movie I've ever seen her in.
She was in Terminator 2?
Check that. It was
True Lies.
True Lies. True Lies. Different Schwarzenegger movie. True Lies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, so anyway, there's that. And then I'm only redoing this story because I listened to my buddy Jeremy.
No, act like we have no idea what's going on. I'll act surprised by this story. What is this story you have?
All right, I'll act surprised with the audio. How's that?
Okay.
Shania Twain did a big interview promoting her new album and talking about going out on tour. Mm-hmm. She's got, you know, another big tour. Shania Twain has kind of been reborn because she was invisible there for many, many years after being a mega music star in the 90s. I mean, hell, on my morning show, we played Shania Twain like every 45 minutes.
Yeah, get to the story.
Like.
Yeah, come on.
Well, she's back now with the album called Queen of Me.
Okay.
And she explains that when she goes out and performs, days of the show, she only does a liquid diet. She doesn't want to eat solid foods.
Really?
On any of the days that she's performing. And it's not so that she can, like, look her best.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that she doesn't burp too much.
Really?
She said, if I eat on a show day, I burp when I sing. Yeah. And what do you know? Jeremy happens to have audio.
I actually went digging on YouTube and I found some audio of one of her concerts where she had had like a cheeseburger or something before the concert.
Play it, Jer.
And here you go.
Let's go, girls. Yeah. Come on.
I could tell by your face that you hated every second of that.
No, it was fine.
You hated every single...
No, it was fine. Look,
every
look, look.
Second of that. You know how much time I put into that today?
I know. That's why I made sure to do the story again, because I'm a caring partner.
I mean, I put a lot of effort into that.
I know.
Look, this is perfect for some fun audio.
Here's the thing.
People are going to laugh.
Here's the thing. Hmm. You get to do your burp audio, and I get to do the Groundhog Day audio.
Yes,
so
right.
It's all even. Right?
I had the same face when you played
exactly,
the Groundhog. I was like, oh, God,
it's,
not it, this
but
again.
It's all even.
It's my own personal hell. No, you don't get a play.
Once again, the eyes of the nation have turned here to this tiny village in western Pennsylvania. Blah, 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 blah. There is no way that this winter is ever going to end as long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow. I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped.
Yes, it does.
And I have to stop him.
There you go. What else is trending, by
the way? Now I got to get back to my Word document. Hold on. Keanu Reeves is trending this morning. Dude got a temporary restraining order against some guy who's claiming that they're related. Brandon Dixon, but he calls himself Jasper Keith Reeves. And he's claiming on the social that he wants to prove that they are blood relatives so he can sign all his rights over to Keanu to take care of him for the rest of his life. And this guy's only 38 years old.
I can't even imagine the lives of these celebrities who constantly have people climbing their fences, sleeping in their backyards, breaking into their
house. That's exactly what this guy did. He climbed his fence, got onto the property 6 times, fell asleep in the backyard, and he left a suspicious an alarming backpack on the property. It was full of like DNA tests or something. What a creeper, right?
Yeah, and all of these celebrities have to put up with this nonsense.
Yeah, so anyway, that's trending.
They asked Keanu about it, and he said,
I had rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace. If I had my mouth, I would bite.
Okay.
In the meantime,
all right.
Let me be that I am.
You have played that audio since 1992.
When did that movie come out? That's how long I've been playing that audio. That's not my favorite Keanu
no,
audio.
No, it's not.
Though.
You got a different one that's in the Dom Testa Hall of Fame.
Is Dust in the Wind,
that's
dude.
The one that you
that's
like.
That's the one.
That's the
but
winner.
The one from Shakespeare, Jeremy, you got to admit.
I had rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace.
Oh, my God. Keanu.
What else is true? Oh,
I wouldn't mind having Keanu at that dinner party, too, though.
He'd be pretty good. He's pretty chill. Mm-hmm. I feel like he'd be kind of quiet.
He's pretty quiet.
Observing.
But he's a nice guy. And the rest of them, like I said, a lot of them are jerks. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know that thing where he doesn't touch people when he hugs, right? Have you seen that on the interwebs? Mm-hmm. If you go up and get
the
a picture with Keanu, and especially if you're a lady, he's very respectful. And he just does a face. He puts the arm around you, but he hovers around you. And it doesn't actually touch you at any point.
Oh,
so I don't
God,
know if he's like, you
women
know.
Women I know who've got the hots for him, they would never stand for that.
They want to be squeezed.
He's like, grab
me. He's so beautiful. But you know, he doesn't, he's like, oh, I'm not going to touch you. So
I still haven't watched any of the John Wick movies yet, though. Have you?
I've seen all 3. I think a 4th one's coming out. Not
you have
for
seen
you.
All of them?
Yeah, I have. They're not for
Isn't
you.
Isn't it about like a dog or something?
Yeah, the first one's got the dog's a big part of the plot. If I recall, it's been a while since I've seen him, but don't
waste my time.
Don't.
Okay.
I know you. You'll shut right. it off. This story from Keith about Keith Stonehouse. He lives in Michigan and he's got a 6-year-old son, and the son was bored one night. So Keith Stonehouse handed his son his phone. He's like, here, play some games on there. But after about a half an hour or so, the doorbell rang and there was a food delivery. And before he could figure out why the food delivery was there, another one came. and another, and another. This story says it was a parade of deliveries. Didn't take him long to find out that his son had got onto the Grubhub app and was ordering nearly $8,000 in food deliveries. He said one of the orders was stopped. It was like a $439 order to some pizza place because the bank was like, whoa, this seems suspicious. But another order for $183 for jumbo shrimp went through just fine for the same restaurant. Anyway, he said he got salads and chicken wraps and chili cheese fries, ice cream, and more. He says, yeah, he was mad, but there's really nothing he could do about it. It's his own damn fault for handing the phone to the kids. So he said
great.
He shoved all the food in the fridge and tried to see if neighbors and friends wanted some of it. But let that be a warning to you, parents. You got to be careful when you hand your phones over.
The funny
kiddos.
Part of that story is the dad at the end is saying he was trying to have like a parent moment, you know, like lecturing his son about this. And the kid just kept interrupting him saying, is my pepperoni pizza here?
Yeah, where's the pizza, Dad? I got a hanger for a pizza.
That's classic.
Yep. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Shout out and fist bump to the DoubleTree Hotel chain that was specifically in Montreal when they went the extra mile to help a woman who showed up crying. I guess she and her boyfriend had just broken up the day before she was supposed to fly home, and sadly the jerk booted her out of his place. He did get her the hotel room, but he booked it for the wrong night, so she's like stuck, didn't know what to do, crying. The employees of the hotel hooked her up with a discounted room, free snacks, got her a sympathy card, and made one heck of a TikTok video telling her she don't need no man. It's gone viral. It's kind of cute. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.